Hi, I'm Oliver Berquez, co-founder of 40 Fit, and welcome to the Brain, Brawn and Business Podcast, a podcast where I get business owners on to talk about their motivation, inspiration, successes and challenges they face in business. We'll provide some valuable and inspiring content for those that are in business or for those that are aspiring to start their business journey. Enjoy the episode. Hi everyone, welcome to episode 23 of the Brain, Brawn and Business Podcast. Today my guest is Francis Doucou from Our Game, and Francis is an ex-professional footballer, and he's a very hard-working, ambitious and very professional guy. And it's going to be, over the next few weeks, I will be bringing on some sort of sports people on and people in fitness professionals to bring that sort of fitness and mindset element into business, to give a sort of a different aspect and outlook on the podcast. So it'd be good to mix it up and get some other perspective. In relation to Francis, I think you're going to get a lot of value from it. He just talks about, obviously, things he's learned through sport, how he's applied that in business. And he shares some really good take-home points just around, let's say, his sort of self-development and learning, his attitude to overcome failures and that constant willingness to improve and get better. I think you'll really enjoy the episode, just over 30 minutes long. So, episode coming up around that. And just to wish you all, hope you've had a great Christmas. And this will be the last podcast interview until the new year. So I just want to say thanks to everyone that has listened so far to the podcast. We've had over 3,500 downloads now, which is absolutely phenomenal. And just, thanks for listening. I've got real satisfaction of just sharing the content and interviewing the business owners and being able to support people in the way the podcast has so far, and looking forward to growing on that in 2020. So wishing you all a fantastic rest of 2019 and a healthy and happy 2020, and look forward to checking in with you and speaking with you in the new year.
Hi, podcast community. Welcome back to another episode. Ollie here. Today, I'm really pleased to be joined with Francis Doucou. So, Francis, you're going to be a great guest, actually. Ex-professional footballer. So, had a great career in sport. Now, as an entrepreneur, he's got businesses and stuff. So, I think the insight we'll get from his performance of football, the mindset around that, and how that's led into business today is going to be... he's going to be really good, great insight. Couple of things as well, obviously, it's things like around Kick It Out and the racism. You got involved in that and supported that, which has been obviously a fantastic campaign. And now to be the CEO, founder of Our Game. So it's all around non-league insurance and a support service. So, Francis, thanks for coming on, mate.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Anything you'd like to add to the intro about what's going on, a little bit more maybe about Our Game and what you're doing there, because it's making a really good impact for people.
I think the main thing there really for me is, as a former player, when I played, I saw a lot of the things which were not good in terms of options players had and the support available. So an idea started when I was injured. Looking at the help I got compared to the help some others got, I was fortunate enough to have some good options around me. And it just became a business idea that I kept growing in my head until opportunity came up to take a redundancy at work and decided that I want to do something different. Football career's coming to an end, non-league level. So just decided to take the plunge and, go into business for myself. And I've been growing it ever since. So, just working in different areas of football, but that's my main focus.
Yeah, obviously love your game, mate. Love of the game and being around it, and still being around it, and actually now being a career for you as well must be great.
Yeah. I mean, you want to, like yourself, I suppose. You've been in football so long, you spend so much time around it. It's how can you keep enjoying the good bits about it. I had the options of, when I was coming to stop playing, do I want to go into coaching or into a different part of it? And just my mindset around being an entrepreneur, not wanting to follow the path most people do, made me come up with something different. So it keeps me involved in the game, but keeps me challenged in some of the ways that I know I react better to.
Yeah, love it, mate. That's great. So we'll go into more of that and the mindset and the things you learn in football. I think it's going to be really relevant to listeners, anyone listening to it. But let's just go back to where it all started. So what did you do sort of after school, college? What was your first job?
Well, went to uni in the end. I came out of college. So I started off at Reading's youth team. But I'd stayed at college right the way through as well. So did that, didn't, you know, get signed on there, dropped into the non-league game, and did the university, you know, alongside it. So got my degree, you know, economics degree, did quite well there, got a good mark, good result, 2-1, quite close to really achieving a first. And then after that, went into the world of work. So went into working for Barclays Global Investors in the asset management field.
Yeah. So what was, because I think that's a really good sort of take home point where you're in football, you want to be a footballer, but you realise, you know, you're doing college as well. So was that in your young, you're thinking, look, get my qualifications, have other things to my bow, not just relying on maybe if I'm going to go pro and stuff. Was that always in you? How did you sort of approach that? Because I think it's quite valuable.
Yeah, being totally honest with you, it was more my parents' direction. You know, the advice they gave me, which kept me that way, because I was ready at the time to just, you know, jump in. Because as you say, the dream was to be a footballer.
Of course.
Prior to being at Reading, I'd spent a bit of time at West Ham in an extended trial. And I'd done really well in what was a strong youth team there. But the basic feedback was, they wouldn't want to take me out of college for what would have been just 1 year of YTS at the time, because of my age, and they didn't think I was ready for a pro contract, which, you know, I thought was, especially at West Ham, I took that as being, you know, a fair comment. But then the next move which followed, there was quite a few clubs who showed interest because they'd seen, you know, the performances there, and then the next move which followed was to Reading. But it was, again, that decision of, do I go in full-time and try and really put all eggs in my basket of football, or do I try and manage the two? Because I was already halfway through, you know, 2 year A level course, and just discussions with my parents, and it was like, yeah, look, let's not throw everything, you know, into the football world just yet. Get your education; you can never lose that. You know, it's going to be yours for as long as you're living, and then it'll keep more options on the table for you rather than just going all in for football and then something, you know, not working out. And to be fair, it's great advice from them. Because I saw better players than me not make it. I also saw worse players than me make it. There's no real rhyme or logic to how it all ended up. But it just gave me good basis to be where I am now.
Yeah, I definitely. And, you know, like, I think as well, you know, like, football, well, most things now are so competitive in terms of so many people want to get into it, very few get it. Football's the same. And you're resting on just one or two opinions, you know. Like you say, you can be definitely. The best player and manager don't fancy you, or he does fancy you, and it's the difference between the move. We must, you know, we know players that have had that lucky break or not. So I think you've been switched on in that way, whether it's your parents' support and stuff between you. You know, I think it's proved it, because you had a great career playing football, something you loved, and now you've shaped you into the business you're in. So, yeah, that's good. And then what are your biggest sort of your biggest business successes to date? Obviously, getting our game going must be a huge one, but anything that sort of stands out to you over the years? Business or sport or anything you can share?
Well, on the business side, it's the concept and development of our game. You know, I've worked for a couple of the biggest investment management houses, you know, in their respective fields. And manage teams, you know, they're at relatively young ages, still while, you know, doing the football bit as well, which was a bit of it's a massive challenge. You know, being the way, as you know, semi-pro football, as it was for me at the time then, two nights a week where you've got to be at training or games, but travelling all over the country for it, you leave work early to do back in early the next day to catch up on stuff, you know, managing teams in quite a demanding environment. Took a lot to, you know, to pull together. But with what's been built with our game, you know, as a concept which I've developed from scratch, looked at some of the problems and went and found contacts, which I've, you know, some of them I think I've got basically no right to have right now, because we've got some top people working behind us. But the concept which I've developed and then trying to, you know, change the culture of a lot of lower league football, and slowly getting there. So it's a work in progress still for sure, but some massive strides have been made. We've actually comfortably been told by quite a few people who've, you know, prevented disaster hitting their lives because of some of the stuff we've been able to put in front of them to use. So things like that are really satisfying.
Yeah, and what I mean, that's what I was about to say. That I mean, what a satisfying thing for that to happen. You know, think you've had an impact on someone in that way. You know, because you know the way I look at it is, you know, business is business, and people come, you know, with business ideas and having success is fantastic, whatever industry that in. But I think where you've got an industry that's having an impact on people's lives is something you've created. You create this idea, you've seen it through, and now you're seeing the impact. It must give you such a sense of satisfaction, you know, rewarded behind it. It must be fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So the idea of the business was always about helping people. You know, it's making money is a side product of it. Now, obviously, everyone needs to earn a living. You've got bills to pay, family to look after. But the idea really came about observing how some people were in a much, much better position than others through no fault of their own, while you were all doing exactly the same thing, which is just trying to enjoy your football. So being able to then know that there are people who've been able to, you know, say benefit so significantly from stuff which is out there. It's just some people haven't known where to look, how to use it, how to pull it together, the best way to utilize it. And then it's just been able to, you know, keep getting momentum, and it's still gaining momentum.
Yeah, fantastic, man. I'm so pleased to hear it, buddy. And I think that, you know, like I say, we know the game, and knowing that what you're doing there for people that need it is huge, because, you know, I know firsthand lots of footballers actually that support's valuable, you know. So fantastic. Any challenges, what's the biggest challenge you've had in business, or any that you can, because I like to ask this one, and it's interesting because, and actually, you know, I think of football, I reference it quite a bit, you know, when failure in football, things haven't gone your way, how you have to overcome that, and it makes you a better player for it.
Yep,
growth, and so what challenges you've had, how you've overcome it, I think it would be really great to hear about.
Yeah, I think, again, you know, as much as I say the, you know, the impact of what we've been able to put together for football, in essence, we've been trying to change a mindset that has existed for years, you know, and that probably is the biggest challenge then and still now. Because there's been, you know, with football, there's always been, you know, this is right the way to the very top. There's been a bit of a culture of this is how we've always done it. So it's been something that most have just followed without particularly questioning why. So when we've come in with this concept of trying to, it's quite a simple concept in effect. If you want to put it at its most basic, it's just saying be properly insured. But take a minute to check what you've got and make sure it's adequate for your needs. We've then added a few bits and pieces around it to then widen the scope, because not everyone's going to worry particularly about insurance. Not everyone's going to need it. Some people will only think it's an issue when they get injured. You know, we've put a number of strings to it to then try and be, well, hang on, here's how it's always going to work for you. Even if you don't get injured, you can use this. Even if you don't use that, you can use something else. So there's a community that I'm trying to build where people can bring themselves together to benefit each other, however it may you know, play out. Now, it's been a bit of a challenge, you know, because people don't like change in some respects, and sometimes it just becomes, I don't even think about change, all I want to do is play football. So it's a bit of an education process which I've been taking people along, learning along the way myself as well, because some of the things which I've learned along the way have been, you know, interesting, let's just say. But just being flexible and being able to adapt to the challenge which then comes up. And it's almost a new challenge every day. So it keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, definitely. And what, you know, you said you learn along the way. How for you do you make sure that you do learn from things, and then obviously use that to progress? Is there anything you do, you know, around learning and growth and keep progressing?
Yeah, I mean, I started off initially thinking that I could answer things or find things out myself, because of a, you know, long football background or contacts. But, you know, one of the things I've picked up is to work with mentors and just be around people who are in similar challenges in their respective fields. So just because, I've got a couple of people I stay, you know, quite close to, you know, work in property, for example. Now, property and football, very little in common, but the growth of the business, the growth of the, you know, idea which we're both trying to, develop, is how we can just nick ideas off each other. And not necessarily planned, it's just speaking and understanding, here's your challenge, here's my challenge, can you give an idea from an outside perspective? But ultimately, the common theme is we're both trying to build something. So can our respective experiences be things we can lean on and learn from?
Yeah, great. I think mentoring, learning, having that around, that makes total sense, mate. Really does. On a daily basis, like habits-wise, do you have any like habits that you do that are consistent with that help your performance, whether it's work, personal stuff that you do?
For me, it's a bit of a legacy from this, you know, playing football. But the main thing I do daily is nothing to do with business. It's just more to do with my mental, state. Is that I want to make sure I get up, go to the gym, have a good workout, and just get myself, I call it alive, but wake myself up properly to be able to go on to, you know, attack the day.
Great. Just, so workout, it's always a workout first, you know, first thing in the morning gets you going.
Yeah. It just helps me just, you know, zone out of what's coming up while I'm working out. But then it just focuses my mind once I've finished to be right, let's just crack on with the day. But then failing that, other than that, the big thing I just, you know, sum it up as is just make sure you turn up. You know, there's something you can do every day, regardless of your, you know, just say situation. Is it good? Is it bad? If you've got a challenge, if you've got a problem that's come up, there's something you can do just to even, you know, reflect on what may have gone wrong yesterday to then make the first steps to start to put it right today. So it's not to sit there and wallow in, you know, something may, you know, it hasn't gone the way you'd have liked or have hoped it should have. It's always just to, you've left it yesterday, right, go back, have a look at it, move forward today. But just always trying to move forward, turn up and make sure you're able to perform is the wrong word, but it's a bit of a football, you know, throwback. But if you're not there, you're never going to be able to resolve the issue. I'm not saying spend a whole day looking at it either, because there will be times when you do need to just down tools for a minute and then come back to it later. But it's just all about little steps all the time, and that's what I keep trying to do. Make sure every day I manage to take at least a little step, if not a big stride.
Yeah, great. So always looking to move forward all the time, every day, and trying to make the day a win, get something out of the day every time, even when it hasn't gone to plan.
Exactly.
What do you do to overcome that? Because, you know, like you just said there, life's never perfect. Things will always happen. Things will always throw that into, throw you off course. What do you do? How do you overcome that? Or what have you done, over the years? Or what, have you got tips or anything you do to overcome this?
No, I'll just say for me, a big thing is the gym, because it's a way of just getting my mindset into, you know, if I go in and set myself a little challenge in there, and I, you know, beat that challenge or meet the challenge, it then helps me look at it and say, as that little win, in whatever area it's been, I can then look to apply that going forward in the other areas which I'm, you know, maybe struggling a bit with. It just helps clear my mind to then say, right, look at it again and go forward. You know, it's just something I know works for me. It's not going to work for everyone, but it's something I definitely think works for me. And my thought would be for people to just find your own little wins that you can always go back to make sure you set yourself up to then come back to the bigger challenge.
Yeah. No, great stuff. So, mate, look, with the, you know, with the podcast and stuff, and I think what's great is, you know, with your background in football, I'd like to know, what things did you learn through your years in sport and football that shaped you, you know, that, like, could be words of wisdom or advice you could share?
I've touched on it already, but the decision to make sure you keep turning up, you know, is I do understand that, you know, there'll be things which get on top. You know, it's definitely got on top of me at times. But then once you quit, that's it. It's finished. You know, every time something goes wrong, you could look at it as this is going to be the end of me, or this is a thing I'm going to use to learn from to be able to move forward on again. You may not move forward at the pace which you wanted or you think you should be, but as long as you're moving forward, you're a stage closer to where you need to be than you know, where you were. And some of the stuff through football, as you know, you've had all kinds go wrong, but all kinds go right. And there's never, you know, rhyme or reason behind some of it. It's just you keep being present, you keep turning up, doing the right things. And as long as you are doing the right things, you know, things will come together at some stage. Now, if you're not doing the right things, you also do have to be able to identify and appreciate that, well, you do need to make a change. So there's a bit of a determination, and I'd almost say stubbornness, which the football mindset or football world environment has put in me, which I've been able to transfer across to be, well, this is a process. Be part of the process, but make sure you stay part of it, because that's the way you'll get to where, you know, where you need to.
Yeah, quality, mate. Love that. Love that. Love what you shared there. And then, like, your sort of, you know, winning mindset and your approach to things, because something that strikes me about you, mate, is, like, you know, the great career in football, the way you're talking now in terms of how you overcome things, you know, turn up every day, making sure you're moving forward, that positivity you have, you know, the sort of the way you've got a business idea, you roll with it and you're growing and evolving all the time. But, like, what things have you done or you know, this winning mindset, how's that coming? Is that just something that's in you? Again, is there things you've done, you know, because it's evident in you? So, yeah, I'd love to know if there's anything around that that you've done to sort of help your performance.
No, to a large degree, I would say it's, you know, it's maybe fortunate that it's just been in me, and it's something that's helped with the football, was developed particularly in football, which I think I've got some friends who've gone on to play at the very, very top level. And sometimes when we have chats, you know, they'll explain or talk about things of, you know, the things which they did and would do repeatedly and consistently along the path of their career, which, when I look at it now, when some of the conversations, like, well, even though I think I did things, you know, repeatedly, consistently, and was trying to set myself up to be able to reach that level, there's a massive difference between what I did and what they did. And that's not the only reason, but it'd be part of the reflection as to why they've ended up being the levels which they did, as opposed to me. So there's that element of things which is definitely in you, which you've got to be able to, A, identify, but then B, act upon.
Yeah, no, definitely. What is it? What? Sorry, mate. Sorry, buddy. Go.
No,
sorry,
go on. Buddy. Go on.
Yeah, no. I was just going to say, what is it about them? You said it's different because, you know, talking to you, you've had success in what you've done, but what is it in those top players that you know that you said is different that maybe you've seen in them that you could share that's sort of inspiration almost?
You know, there'll be things of the identifying and the discipline of what you need to do to, you know, reach those further levels. They've been given an insight, you know, as to what would be needed. But, you know, we'd be talking about things like when we were trained, you know, I think as a non-league player, I trained hard, I trained well. I always put myself, you know, in the right places, doing the right things. But then there are those who played at, you know, the higher levels who would be training more, not just for the sake of it, but instead of thinking, right, day's over, I'm going to go and sit down, have my feet up for a minute, have a rest, their thing may be, well, let me have a rest for a little while, and then I'll get back out and I'll start training with a structured program, because it's going to help me improve this part of my game. Again, those incremental gains, yeah. They were looking for incremental gains all the time. Whereas, you know, I'd say my reflection on me would be some of the times I would have thought, well, I want that night out. I've done a lot. I've considered it enough. I'm going to go and have a night out with some of my mates rather than stay in and rest and get up the next day to go again. So where I was trying to get back into the pro environment, and I'm thinking I'm doing a lot to do so, I may be doing a lot compared to those, my peers, you know, in and around non-league. But compared to those already in the game, there's another level which I didn't potentially appreciate. But having the ability to speak to them now as well, you know, I'm in a different place where I'd ask those questions now, as opposed to when I was younger, where I just, you know, probably wouldn't. But you just got to take the opportunity to ask questions from those who are where you want to be, listen and learn, and not just tell them or think to yourself, ah, I've got it already, I know what I'm doing. Because there's reasons why they're there and you're not, whether that's business, whether that's football, just in life as a whole. You've just got to give yourself the chance to learn from those around you who can help. And it may not always be the most obvious route. You know, some people would look at, I've got some friends who do very well in business, and some of their lessons have been very transferable to, you know, our respective friends who play top level football, because it's just about mindset and how you, again, keep making gains in your respective field.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's definitely the consistent theme around. So dedication, you know, these people have dedication. We have dedication, or you have dedication in terms of what you did football and now your business and stuff. But they have dedication to the point of nothing else matters. Yeah. They weren't going to go out with their friends. They were going to sacrifice a few good social occasions because actually they knew that they had to invest in their health completely.
Yeah.
They had to work hard every day. This hard work, this determination, the consistency, which is the difference between someone making it and not.
Definitely.
Now, obviously, someone can have that complete dedication and commitment and not make it, but I think you've got to get yourself put yourself in the right position. You've got to give yourself the best chance you can to make it.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Definitely. It's the preparation and giving yourself that opportunity, the best opportunity, rather than everyone can talk about, oh, I want to do this, that and the other. But the question is, do you really want to do it? Because are you prepared to do what's required? Rather than expecting or hoping things will just drop together for you at some stage.
No, I get it, mate. And I think you've just hit it down the head. It's that. And if you said you turn up every day.
Yeah.
Show up, turn up. Whatever's going on, can I move myself forward? And it is that preparation and that determination that you have, these top players have, which I think is so relevant in anything. Yeah, we're talking business here, but just performance in general is that showing up. And can you just get yourself better or move it forward, whatever that is each day?
Definitely.
So, yeah, definitely, mate. I think as well, it's really evident you know, it's growth mindset, you know. And I think where you talk about learning and the humility, and I think this is quite important for people to have some humility. Yes, the growth mindset to want to develop the humility that, look, I know what I know, but I'm going to get other people around me that might know more than me.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if they're on a better level than me. I want to learn from them. You know, some people won't be able to do it that way, but actually to have that compassion and humility, I think, really helps people progress.
Yeah.
It's so important.
No, you know, it's, you know, you have to be open to that realization that you don't know everything, or, you know, you probably even don't know much at all. In your world, there's a lot which you do understand, of course, but there's so much more going on around you, which you're probably not aware of, which you need to give yourself that chance to be more aware and to learn from. And then that will help with the ideas which you've potentially got to then be, well, instead of thinking, could I, you know, achieve A, all of a sudden you've realised you could achieve A, B, C, D, E, because the realisation then starts to seep in and make sense in your, you know, in your world as well.
Yeah, definitely, mate, definitely. So personal heroes, like, do you have any, like, people, like, personal heroes you look up to? Why do you hold them in high regard? What have you learned from them and stuff? Is anyone in particular or people?
Well, it's just the general thing of, you know, now I'm in the, the world of being an entrepreneur. Just anyone who's gone through that journey because I realised how hard it is. I realised the sacrifices needed. It's hit me, you know, in a variety of different ways, being able to, you know, even get to where I am now. But it's a journey and a challenge which, you know, I'm still trying to, you know, grow, or meet, I should say, so I can keep growing.
So if you could send a message to yourself 10 years ago, or 15, what would you tell the younger Francis?
Younger Francis. 15 years ago, I was still very, very focused on football. I was still trying to make my way in the game, or make my way back in the game, I should say. So with a view of, you know, getting back in you know, to being in the pro game. So the message would have been based around football. Would have been those Saturday nights, which I thought were so important, which I thought I'd earned, you know, at the end of the week, because I'd worked hard all week, be it in the city, be it at football training, be it on the Saturday game, which we've won and I've played well, when I'm coming off the pitch and everyone's, oh, Francis, you're telling me everything about, you know, you've done so well. And my belief was then literally Saturday night out was a deserved reward for the week. Don't do it. You know, I would then have the night out and then waste most of Sunday recovering to then think Monday was then the start of the new week, rather than Saturday and Sunday being a continuation of a cycle to try and achieve the goals which I wanted.
So basically, you know, go on, mate.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. I took it as you've worked hard and here's your reward, is to do basically what you want. Go and just live life like someone who's not trying to be a footballer, because, you know, I was, you know, 24, 25 at the time. You're a young lad, and just want to enjoy seeing your mates, going on a night out, and well, just enjoying life. Yes. Nothing wrong with that. If you're trying to move to a place, you've got to keep that in mind about where you're trying to move to, rather than thinking you can park it and then just pick it up when you want to.
Yeah,
you know, on the Monday.
Yeah, so I think that's great. And actually, if I relate that across to anyone that actually not in football and listening to it and stuff, it's just basic clear direction of where you want to get to and doing what is needed every day to work you towards that goal. And like you say, it's keeping the balance maybe in check there, that doing something rather than 2 days off, 5 days on, 2 days off, which still led you to a good career and to where you are now with no regrets because you're doing great, but could have been more. So I think that's definitely in relation to football, that is, for you personally, but for people listening, it's just having that consistency to where you want to get to and making sure every day you're doing something towards it.
Definitely. Regardless of football, work, life, family, whatever the case may be, it's about a continual process. You know, we're not talking about be rigid and regimental, you know, and just being every day you must behave in a particular way or do particular repeated things. But it's identifying where you want to be, how you're going to get there, and committing to the process. Because every time you take yourself out of the process, it's going to be harder to pick up again. You know, or you won't achieve what you potentially could, because that disruption is significant.
Any word you live by, quotes, and almost like what's the best bit of advice you've ever been given?
Cool. Best bit of advice I've been given. There've been a few. I mean, I'm spending a lot of time at the moment, especially over recent years, but particularly over the last few months, I'm looking at self-improvement. You know, ever since I started this journey as a entrepreneur, it's been about self-improvement all the way. Trying to learn from people, as I say, but some of the quotes I've picked up along the way, you know, there have been things which have ranged from not letting other people's opinions you know, affect you in that negative way, you know, in the sense of people who are doing better than you will never stop to criticize you because they're focused on what they're doing. So when you're starting to get criticism from others, generally it's because you're doing better than them, and it's been a case of how can they bring you down to their level generally. So you've got to put that bit of perspective in there to not let you know, all well, criticism bring you down, because it's, what's the motivation for some of these guys? So separate yourself from that and be clear in that it's not always about you, it's about them, you know, more than anything else. With your belief of what you're doing, surrounding yourself as much as possible with people, you know, who can help you achieve where you want to be. And that's not just by achieving things today. It's about being able to learn and develop. You know, one of the phrases of make your, as much as possible, make sure you're the least intelligent person in the room that you're in. It's a nice thing to actually, you know, you will only ever learn that way.
Yeah, you know? I love that.
Be humble enough to accept that. You know, you don't need to go in the room and say to everyone, look at me, I'm Francis Duke, I know this, this and the other. Being Francis Duke in a room where no one particularly knows what your background is. I mean, it helps because obviously they can talk to you in the right manner, but just so you can then learn and be the person to keep learning. It's a massive thing that I've come to discover.
Yeah, I love that, mate. Absolutely love that. I think humility and compassion is so important. And you know what? I think you sharing those last few things there doesn't surprise me, saying it, and the fact you're progressing and will continue to progress with that outlook and mindset. So superb. Buddy, look, thanks so much for your time today. It's been great catching up with you. How can people connect with you? How can people find you? What have you got going on at the moment? I will put all of this in my podcast notes. But if you could just,
Perfect. Yeah. Sure. On a business level, I'm obviously on LinkedIn. So I'm always looking to expand my network with people. And, you know, you don't even have to be in a relevant, the same journey. Because it's a case of, say, all the time learning. And can I help people learn? Can they help me learn? It's not a selfish thing at all. So I'm contactable on LinkedIn. But on the business, our game basis, our website is ourgamefootball.com. Have a look at what we do. Do you think we can help? Do you think there's stuff we can, you know, potentially look to do together? But social media, I spend a fair bit of time on as well. With Twitter being at @our_game, Instagram being @our_game_football. It's just trying to keep the movement going. We have a lot of conversations with a lot of people. Don't want to talk just for the sake of it, but it's just always being open to, you know, can we grow together? That's a thing which we try to do.
Love it, mate. Listen, thanks so much again for your time. It's been great catching up with you, and I'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, Ollie. Thanks very much.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with anyone else you think that might get value. And if you can leave us a 5-star review, that would be great. It will just help us to reach more people with the podcast. If you want to get the episodes as soon as they're released, then just subscribe to the podcast. And as soon as they get released, you'll get a notification on the podcast platform you use. Once again, thanks to everyone for listening. And if you want to get in touch with me at any time, then just drop me a message on LinkedIn, Oliver Berquez. Be great to connect and have a chat with you.